Beyond the Basement podcast is moving to its own platform. Be sure to find us and subscribe.
You are listening to the TN Horror Podcast Network. Horror with a sense of humor.
Am I ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
Okay, sure. Okay. You're Beyond the Basement with Jim Jam, Johnny, and Yeti. I'm Johnny. We got Jim Jam Yeti here with me.
Hey.
You're going to go watch this on YouTube. And, of course, it's available anywhere, anything streaming, as you should know. But we do have videos, as I keep saying, every podcast. Go check out our latest podcast on the Horror Basement. We talked Bloodline, was it Blood Quantum? Bloodlines, what the fuck? I guess that's what it has to do with, though. Blood Quantum, Indigenous Representation in Horror. It's a really good episode. Go check that out. And go check out some merch. Right now, Jim Jim got the discount extended for another week on T Public. Horror Basement Podcast 30, correct, Jim Jam?
Yeah.
Horror Basement Podcast 30, and don't say anything to T-Public, but $30 off whatever you purchase. It's only supposed to be 30%, but hey, pay shipping only for a t-shirt, $7.49. That's shipping with tax. I mean, shit. You can buy a pillow, okay, or pillows, mugs. Everything's just shipping.
So, yeah.
So go support us on there. We greatly appreciate it. And if you're T-Public and you're listening to this, thank you so much.
Good looking out.
Yeah.
Hey, in about 12 hours, you can get the new Horror Basement logo, which is American flag.
Yeah, the American flag version, the red, white, and blue Horror Basement logo. Will be available. We hope you, speaking of red, white, and blue, we hope you had a great 4th of July. We hope everyone's safe and, you know.
Got all your fingers.
Yeah, got all your fingers, and no one got caught in a DUI. So, that's, you know, because that would fucking suck. That would suck.
Yeah, I'd ruin a holiday.
Definitely. And I have a 4th of July story.
Oh, yeah.
It happened after we...
Jim Jam wasn't there. Jim Jam come over after the fact. My mom had a little get-together. There was 15 people, you know what I'm saying? It was still below the quarantine suggestion or coronavirus suggestion of 25 max here in Tennessee. That was the suggestion, you know, if you're going to have a party, whatever, or get-together, have it below 25 people.
Yeah.
And it was below that. And we had the fireworks and stuff. And it was close relatives and Jim Jam and his family come. And I told my parents, I was like, well, you know, I'll do the grilling out because it's at my mom's house. I was like, y'all go down there and visit. My mom's side of the family was there, aunts and uncles, cousins. And they had got hamburgers. And, you know, moms are, well, let's cook like 25 hamburgers.
Yeah.
For the 15 people and 36 hot dogs.
Just in case.
Yeah, just in case. So I was like, okay. And they have grill mats. And they have a grill that's a gas and charcoal. All in the same one. You know what I'm saying? Left side's charcoal, right side's gas. So I was like, all right. I've only grilled on this thing one time. And they had these hamburgers that they bought. I've never, you know, and my stepdad set up the grill. He's like, all right, it's ready to go. I didn't pay much attention. I just put the hamburgers on, 9 on each side. My cousin comes up there. He's like, man, he's standing up there. We bullshit. And I was like, dude, something smells like it's burning, man.
Oh, no.
The grill mats, you can't see the flames. Well, he had the flames. Like, I didn't turn down the flames. It was my fault only because I'm running the grill, right?
Yeah.
Well, come to find out, too, they have trap doors where you clean it off. Dude, this shit started, I mean, it started flaring, like the bottom of it underneath was just burning. Like, it was fired up, son. All this grease. Because, you know, over time, grease falls through the traps.
Yeah.
Well, this collected all of it, and these burgers were just, like, releasing. I mean, grease was flying off this fucking grill mat, popping. My shirt's ruined. I had on a Captain America shirt. That's ruined. I really like that shirt. fucking fire coming out below it because I couldn't see it because the mat stopped you from seeing the fire. And then once I said that, we looked down and the fire was shooting out the side of it.
God damn.
I shouldn't laugh, but it melted the fucking knobs off.
Yeah.
Did they just drop to the ground?
Because the flame was just too high. Because I didn't adjust it because, you know, he had said it's ready to go. He had that son of a bitch turned up full blast.
Fuck it.
And I didn't pay no attention. You know, me and Michael, my cousin, we just stand there talking bullshit. You know, I flipped him and. You know, and then when I said something, it's burning. Yeah, it's fucking plastic knobs. But he pulled out the trap, and I don't think he had cleaned it for a while.
Oh, God.
Because it has, like, little doors on it. You pull out trays, clean off, and it had, like, crusted up, like, black charcoal pieces, like, where whatever else was on there caught on fire and burnt.
Jesus.
But fortunately, the grill mats were there, so the stuff didn't really burn. I mean, you know, it got a little singed, you know, like charcoal, like when you do grill hamburgers. They might have been a little overcooked, but they didn't burn to like a hockey puck because of them grill mats. But, man, my stepdad, he was already like, I got to get rid of this grill. He's like, I hate this thing. He's like, if I get this year out of it, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? After this year, this one season, I'm getting me a new grill. Oh, you're welcome.
He set you up.
Hey, Johnny, you should bring it to your house.
No.
Fuck that. He already burned the motherfucker down.
Oh, they've had this grill a while. Because, like, the charcoal side, the basket has burnt out of it. And it's got, like, a wire mesh rack on it. You know what I mean?
Shit.
Because it's, like I said, and that's some bitch is heavy. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like a light. Because, I mean, it's charcoal one side, gas on the other. It's, like, heavy duty. Like, almost like a smoker looking. But, yeah. So, sometimes, fortunately, you're like, woo, America.
Yeah.
America. Fuck yeah.
we didn't have that much excitement. We did fireworks on the third and the fourth. We went down, you know, we didn't fucking break the bank or nothing. Just got, you know, some little tanks and some little, you know, just little shit. Sparklers and snakes and, I mean, fucking just kids.
Your kid's small, so
yeah,
you got a younger son, so it's like, hey, this is for you.
Yeah, and we've never done fireworks at the house before with him. It's always, we've always went somewhere. So, but, you know, we got an apartment complex fucking, like, right next door. So, night before last, we were trying to be, you know, a little more low-key. So, we had sparklers and stuff. And it was like, I went to the fucking fireworks stand. It was like, you know, we're trying to find some stuff that doesn't, you know, fucking make a bunch of racket, just like real, you know, sparks and stuff. And they're like, oh, yeah, you know. So we got these little helicopter things, and they're like, oh, yeah, it just goes up a little bit and shoots sparks. It's like, okay, so we light that one. This motherfucker starts screaming, shoots up in the air, explodes into a fireball. And we were all just like, oh, shit. You know? And I was like highly fucking inebriated. And then we had this other one was a little diamond. They're like, oh, it just spins around and shoots sparks off and stuff. I was like, oh, cool. It looked like a little spinny top thing on the bottom. This son of a bitch shoots up in the air, screams, fucking throwing sparks everywhere, out over the cornfield across the street, explodes into a fireball. We're like, oh my god. But I tell you, the best fireworks for your money, if you're going to go buy them, and I mean, I know, you know, it's probably a few days late when you hear this, it's called a poopy puppy.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like a cardboard dog, and the firework part's in its butt. It looks like it's squatting. Well, when you light it, it's a snake. And its butt, it's just fucking, it's like it shits out a whole snake. And then, you know, there's sparks and an explosion. But yeah, the dog shit firework was highlight of my holiday.
Was the helicopter plastic?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, that's something new. You know, I worked at the fireworks stand last year, and they used to all be cardboard. Remember the cardboard helicopters?
Yeah.
Or the paper, whatever. And now they're, like, having plastic tanks and plastic helicopters. The motherfuckers aren't expensive.
Oh, yeah. There's only about a dollar there. Like, it looked like kind of like a...
Well, this son of a bitch that I seen was, like, this big.
Oh. Well, yeah, these are like only, you know, they're little.
It's like plastic. Is it had plastic... plastic body, plastic fucking propellers.
This one looked kind of like a submarine with four wings on it. It's just a little guy. I went to the dollar table. We weren't trying to spend a whole bunch of money.
This was like $7 at the fucking fireworks stand. Had a price on everything today, though.
Hey, but well, if there's anything left, I drove by five or six stands on the way to Johnny's.
Fucking
packed. Packed and the tables were almost clear. I've heard that this year they sold the most fireworks they have in a long time.
Yeah, my cousin told me, he's like, oh man, this year's been really good. But and a lot of places are canceling their fireworks shows, and then a lot of people just don't want to go to them.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, just not to be around people. And but, like, if you go right now, like, up to the fireworks stand, you could buy a lot of smalls, as they call them. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to find the mortars and the fucking cakes, but them little small, you know, helicopters and all that shit.
Yeah.
You could go in there and buy for next year for your kid. But
just to have a shit ton of duds.
I don't know.
If you light them and they'll just burn. They won't do nothing. No.
Bring that motherfucker back.
Yeah, for the next year.
No, I'm just saying.
Oh.
Yeah.
I still got fucking like, because we got, I don't know, they're like 10 or 12 boxes of sparklers for like $5. Yeah. So I grabbed like two of those. I've still got a fuck ton of sparklers. I'm thinking about later on in the year, taking them and taking two or three boxes of them. Wrapping them in black tape and then duct taping them. Y'all ever done that? You take sparklers and you put them in like a...
Yeah, ball.
Yeah, and you fucking tape the shit out of them and you leave one sticking out and you light it. Well, you stick it some bitch that sticks in the ground and you light it and it explodes. It'll leave a crater. Yeah, it's fucking awesome. Sparklers are badass.
You should just, like, start a fire and then just, like, throw them in and around it. You know what I'm saying? Like, they'd just be like...
Just throw a mortar in a fire.
Jim, you told me... You and your Mrs. Jam told me a funny story about your son.
When he lit... when he burned his hand up?
Oh, he burnt... caught his shoe on fire?
Oh, yeah. I told my son, because one of the mortars, they come with two tubes. So I said, twist the wicks together and you can light it at once and two of them will go off or whatever. Well, instead of that, he tries to light them. Well, he lit one and then he goes and tries to light the other. Yeah. And it was like 3 seconds before and he never got nothing happening. I said, get the fuck out of there, man. And as he was running off, I guess one of the other ones, a damn stuck to his shoe, so his damn flip flop back caught on fire.
Back up, Terry, put it in reverse.
Yeah, right after he got a foot away from it, that mortar fucking shot off. And I'm like, man, if you can't get, because we had an old ass grill lighter and it barely worked for one. I said, get the hell out of there, man. Before you get your head, you don't want that damn smacking you in the face.
No.
Oh, man. It's so, fireworks are dangerous.
Yeah, they are.
They are. I mean, ultimately, they are dangerous. Like, that mortar tube falls over. Like, I mean, everyone's had.
Hey, that happened last year.
Fell over.
Yeah, that happened last year at my house. We were shooting some off that we bought from Johnny when he worked at the stand. And the people across the street, their tube fell over. That son of a bitch shot over, whizzed right by me and hit my garage door.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. There's a house. It's like us, and then there's an apartment complex, and there's a house on the other side of the apartment complex. And they've been doing, the people in that house down there have been doing fireworks since like week before last, cocksuckers. And Friday night. It was kind of funny from way over here. Because they shot, a mortar up in the air, and boom, it explodes. And you can see the fireball over here up in the sky. And then, like, immediately afterward, it just went boom, and there's a fucking fireball barely above the tree line.
Yeah.
Something had fucking went off on the ground over there. Here's your own shit.
Damn.
Yeah. That's just, Fourth of July.
Oh, man, fuck yeah. I love it.
Yeah, grilling out and
blowing shit up.
Yeah. But we'll move into some topics today. We got some good topics for you, as always.
Oh, yeah. Got gold.
Gold.
Certified fucking gold.
And we're going to start first with this 44,000-year-old K painting proves we've believed in cryptids at least that long. This is from the sci-fi.com. So there was a painting, found in an old cave painting found in the Indonesian island of Sulawesi,
yeah,
somewhere right there. And it's claiming that it's the oldest cave painting found because they carbon dated it and all that stuff. I'm not sure how carbon dating works, they date the uranium or something in it. It's scientific shit. But the image is
a lot of smart.
It's smart.
Therian throats. Is that how you pronounce that? That's how I pronounce it.
Yeah.
The image of therian throats at Lang Bulu Sipong 4 may also represent the earliest evidence for our capacity to conceive of things that do not exist in the natural world, a basic concept that underpins modern religion. I don't know what that all has to do with it. But I guess because a lot of them worship like deities that are half human, half animal.
Yeah.
But in this graffiti, or rock graffiti, as they called it in this article, but his cave paintings, to me, I wouldn't even say that they were gods. I think it was more like they were hunting animals, right? And it was humans with like an eagle bird head or antelope head, whatever, they have in that area.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be more like that's how they seen themselves? Like, they're hunters, you know what I'm saying? Like, that could have been certain people of their tribe. Like, that could have been eagle. That could have been, because you know how they had some native, I don't know about ever, but Native Americans had like certain names, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Or it could have been like
their spirit animal.
Trying to bring, because it could have been before the hunt. It could have been part of a ritual before the hunt to kind of imbue their hunting party with.
Yeah.
aspects of different animals or whatever.
Like a bird to be able to see them from a distance.
Yeah.
An antelope to, or whatever, you know, deer type creature to be able to run that fast to catch them. Because they all had spears in this mm-hmm. in this cave painting. And that's why I was kind of like, I think they're looking into it a little bit too hard. Like they want it to be something that it might not be.
Yeah. Because that, you know that what I mean? Image, like the image on here, though, that just looks like a animal. It don't even really look like the only one I'm seeing.
They showed it when I looked at the video. I watched the video on it, and they kind of filled in some stuff, you know, with the red, and they showed, like, yeah, there's little bitty people. But I took it as, like you said, like it could have been, like, before the hunt or the main people of a hunt.
Like, yeah.
Like, a person was like, these are the people that everyone looks up to get them food at that mm-hmm. time when the painting was made.
Yeah.
You know, and this is who they want to be, their spirit, you know, like Yeti was saying before the hunt, to give them like maybe good vibes, good energy sent their way to survive. Yeah. Cause I don't know. I would see it more like that. I think they're wanting it to be something that it's not because they want it to be the oldest depiction. I could be wrong though.
And like I pulled the article cause the headline grabbed me. But then I started thinking about it, and it's like, well, yeah, that people have believed in what we would call cryptids for forever, though. I mean, it's kind of part of the human mind. I mean, even, like, in fucking, in the Cherokee creation story of like the creation of North America, there's a giant buzzard that lands and flaps its wings to dry the mud. And that's where the hills and the valleys and the mountains and shit came from. Cause when the feathers hit the mud and pulled it up, you know, it kind of formed mountains or whatever. So,
that's why I wouldn't consider them cryptids.
Yeah.
Like, I think this article is kind of misleading in that perspective or aspect of it. Because you've seen that in a lot of cave paintings, you know? And I'd like to say it's either, like Yeti was saying, before the hunt, you know, to give good energy or just their spirit animal. That's who they, you know, I want to be able to see him. I want to be able to. Hell, the one dude that was a bird could have been a spotter.
Yeah.
I mean, ultimately, and the other guy's a hunter. You know what I'm saying? That runs after him. Like, you don't know.
Or he can be the guy that jumps out of trees on the animals.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the thing about trying to interpret, like, old cave paintings and shit. You don't. It's like watching a foreign film. You know, it's, like, steeped in cultural shit. Like, you don't have the proper key. You know what I'm saying? To really decipher it. It's still pretty fucking neat that they're...
Very neat,
you know.
Yeah. And where they found it, they're like... They're investigating that area. They've been investigating it for a while. And then one of the people was like, well, look up there. That looks like there might be something. And they just made a little rope out of... Or not a rope, but it made a ladder out of bamboo and, you know, and climbed up there. And started investigating. So... You know, but I mean, it's still cool, you know, and there's a lot of cave paintings in that area, which I mean, it's that old too, like it's been around that long, pretty bad.
The thing that we, you know, that long ago, people were already like, you know, making artistic depictions of stuff, you know, they had the brain power to.
And here's another thing from this article, and I'm not just trying to put these people down, like, but when I read stuff, I always have a little doubt. You know what I'm saying? Like, the conspiracy mind kicks in because until now, the oldest known depiction of a therianthrope was Germany's 40,000-year-old lineman sculpture. And then this one just so happened to be 43,900 years old. You know what I mean? Like, I don't, you know.
Yeah.
A little skepticism on my part, but I'm a skeptic on a lot of stuff. Like when I start reading something, just like, did you want it to be something? And did you know, which they did the carbon dating on it. So
maybe it's just pictures of aliens.
Maybe. I mean, well, you know, pictures of aliens, they couldn't really describe anyways. That's why the ships were like chariots or flying birds or,
yeah,
you know, like they didn't know how to depict that, which I don't know why they couldn't draw a saucer, but, or whatever it looks like, you know what I'm saying? But they didn't know the word saucer, flying saucer.
Yeah.
Or it was just, well, we have chariots, therefore that's a chariot.
Yeah, it's a weird looking chariot. Yeah.
We have a bird, and birds fly. We only know things that fly are birds, so they have flying birds that they ride in. Mechanical birds, you know?
Crazy looking bird. Fire everywhere.
And as long as we're on cryptids, which we love to stay on, I guess, yeah, you sent this over, strange sightings in Little Egypt.
Yeah.
Dude, cryptids live in Southern Illinois.
Have y'all ever been to Southern Illinois? I fucking believe it.
I haven't. I've driven through Southern Illinois, like, to get to Wisconsin. But otherwise, no. But,
yeah, I've never been either.
So it's a hot spot, though. Like, Illinois is, I think, no, I probably haven't driven through Southern Illinois. It's probably Indiana.
Yeah, I've been through, wait, no, yeah, Southern Illinois, we go through, when we take our yearly trip, usually we kind of go up and around, and we go through the very bottom of Illinois, then over into Kentucky, I think, but we go through, like, Cairo, which is spelled like Cairo, but you pronounce it Cairo, because dirt. But I mean, it looks like where you would see cryptids. It's just all run down and quiet. And
yeah.
Fucking. And there's, you know, rivers and, you know, marshlands and shit. So, yeah, I can see it. And there's that one, there's a story in here. There we go. Where she's talking about, she's seen the Bigfoot in the road.
Yeah.
Realized it wasn't a cougar. It was actually crouched down in the middle of the road holding something. We sat there and was watching it. And just, it stood up and it was huge. All I could focus on was his eyes. Yellow, red, glowing eyes. Her daughter said, "Was that Bigfoot, Mommy?" It's crazy, man, because they're talking about these sightings as, you know, people laugh at her and call her crazy and, you know, say she's a liar. And but apparently Southern Illinois is just full. There's Tuttle, god damn, ad loaded right in the middle of a paragraph. I hate when that shit happens. The Tuttle Bottoms Monster, the Big Muddy Monster, Big Black Cats, Giant Snakes, Little Red Men. I mean, apparently Southern Illinois is banging. Cool.
And with water and tributaries and all that, there's a big, as we've learned, with cryptids and weird things happening, because there's always a lot of death in these towns, you know what I'm saying, where boats could meet up, and the concentration of stuff that happens, you know, early on in the history when Europeans were settling the United States or whatever, when they were running out the Indians and killing everyone.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they did.
Civilizations came up around water and stuff because you need water. So there's a lot of bad juju around places like that. And I mean, And again, you see the connection between cryptid sightings and alien encounters and stuff in water. So maybe there's something to there being so much in marshlands and shit, especially with the giant snakes in the fucking, and like the Bigfoot type monsters. I feel like those would be right at home in some marshlands or down by the river. Yeah.
Cause the animals are going to be there too.
Yeah.
You know, the wildlife is going to be around the water as well. And, like the big muddy monster was, and this article is long. It's part of the southern.com is where it's from. It's a pretty lengthy article. I read all of it. But that monster peaked, the sightings peaked on the 70s and 80s. And there was one in here where they seen this one guy hunts or has been studying it. So far down. But come on now. Virgil Smith. I guess he's part of a. He hunts this stuff, you know what I'm saying? And he's a scientist type deal. And there was one that a long snouted creature began being. A hairy, long snouted creature in the 60s was being seen. Well, he figured out that there was a local zoo. That the guy wasn't taking care of his animals. And they gave him 48 hours and the federal government was going to come in and take them. So what he did was just release them.
Oh, my God.
So, like, there's a, you know, like a giant anteater, hairy anteater, African anteater or whatever, that he let loose. And he's got his family and friends that he took them down through and scattered them throughout southern Illinois and released them.
John
Anteater from Africa Smith said the description of the anteater lined up quite well with the description witnesses provided of the Tuttle Bottoms monster. So, you know, like he looks at the scientific, he don't write anyone off. He's like, okay, I believe you. But let's look at facts and let's research, you know, and that's what he did. And then the guy also released an old orangutan was among the animals he set loose, which likely explained this sighting, the hairy primate seen in Massac County.
Hey, I'll be right back. Y'all vamp.
So, I mean, that right there tells you that this guy's researching stuff, looking into it, and furthering the, you know, the studies of it, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Do what?
Oh, I was just agreeing with you.
But like he said, cryptozoology is it's a lot of things are unbelievable, and even like the giant squid was considered a cryptid, and only people have seen it were sailors back in the day. Well, it wasn't first discovered like by, you know, scientific community and everyone. So technically, the giant squid was a cryptid until 2006.
I do believe that cryptids are just undiscovered animals.
Yeah, and that's why the scientific community has a hard time with these cryptids. You know, because it's like, well, look at the giant squid; it's real. You know, like it's not fake, and you know, and then, but it's hard to prove that they're real because you can't find them. It might take a long ass time because the giant squid had been depicted for, you know, the Kraken or whatever, you know what I'm saying? For hundreds of years, you know, where these sailors were out in the middle of the ocean, you don't have a camera, you can't take pictures, and they're getting attacked by these giant ass squids, you know?
Nobody wants to believe the crazy sailor got attacked by a squid.
Yeah, they've been on the ocean for months, you know?
Bored as hell.
Yeah. I didn't even know there was a Little Egypt there.
I didn't know there was like Little Egypt. I knew there was a Cairo, but I didn't know it was.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're connected or whatever, but man.
Now that I say that, I kind of vaguely remember something about it, but
seems familiar-ish.
Yeah, and like in this article saying, back in the day, people didn't want to talk about Bigfoot because you got scolded, you got made fun of, you know what I'm saying? So everyone shut up about it. They just stopped. They wouldn't.
Yeah.
They went. You know, I seen Bigfoot. It wasn't accepted, and now with the internet and forums and everything, it's more accessible, and people have. I mean, like this article, something about embrace it as lovable mascots, but people have embraced it because there's financial opportunity now,
yeah.
You know, to embrace it because people will come out and take pictures and will rent hotel rooms and shop at local businesses to go and, you know, like the Mothman Museum.
Yeah. And yeah. Fucking all the little Bigfoot stops and like the Bigfoot festivals and stuff. And
I would love to go to like a Bigfoot thing.
Shit, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like a little Bigfoot town where it was being seen and just like you had items, you know, just the same way with the Mothman. Like that was going to be something that was planned this year, kind of to go to the Mothman Museum. But I mean, this shit that happened, 2020 happened. You know what I mean?
Fucking 2020.
2020 like, did it, stupid thing.
Like, we talked about going to the Grand Canyon. I mean, Jim Jam and his family, you know, like, I want to go. You know, maybe next year sometime.
Right. But,
like, you know, if you could get a cheap enough RV or whatever, or van, big enough van to get in, and you rent it. But, you know, hit, like, Route 66 if you can get there on that road and just hit little spots, you know, on the way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That'd be cool just to travel, you know, just comfortable enough that you can stop at all these little places. Oh, it's the fucking, you know, there's a Bigfoot thing, or, oh, it's the biggest fucking ball of twine, or, you know, oh, let's go look at this giant chair, you know?
Yeah, if you took a week vacation, you know, just say, like, a traveling, and it's like, oh, okay, well, and if you had an RV, if you know, I don't know how expensive an RV is for a week. I mean, you'd have to be able to afford gas, but you could sleep in it. You know what I mean? And then
you
wouldn't have to rent. You just stop at rest stops or wherever, sleep in it. You know, free campgrounds or something, and hit up all these little small roadsides. You know, and the touristy stuff that they used to do back in the day.
Yeah.
And maybe, or just drive around and plan out cryptid stuff would be really cool.
That'd be neat.
You know what I'm saying? Like the little shops, UFO places and all that stuff. That'd be really cool if there's places out there like that. I don't know.
There is.
Yeah, there's definitely enough out there that you could do a whole road trip based on just little cryptid spots.
End up at the Grand Canyon in a couple, you know, a few days. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
you know, come on back, you know,
take a different route back and hit places that you missed on the way there. And
yeah, I mean, it definitely has to be planned with a week, you know. You'd really have to, I mean, you know,
it'd have to be at least a week, no less.
Yeah something fun like that would be cool, you know.
Yeah,
I just looking it up on a well-known RV site. It's $185 a night, so it would be.
Ooh.
Yeah, it'd be like almost a grand to rent that for a week. I don't know if that's unlimited mileage or not.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be $1,400. Which, I mean, $187 a night is what you're going to average for a hotel.
Yeah, well, especially you can if you're traveling.
Okay. I mean,
yeah, but I mean, you're traveling with a, you know, a group of people, so I mean, it's gonna be fucking expensive. Yeah, you know, unless you want to pack everybody into one room.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but like with an RV, it's gas too, but you could bring your own food.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Little camping stove. I mean, you could cook in the thing too, but you know what I mean? It would be cool if you brought all your own food and you didn't really stop and eat anywhere. You know, you brought good, decent food. I mean, hell, you wouldn't really need to. And so, yeah, I mean, well, $1,000. I mean, you think you go on a trip? You know,
I wonder how many miles it is, because I think it's $175 for 500 miles.
Oh, it's probably less longer than that.
They're gonna charge you by the day, then by the mile. I would have to research it.
I mean,
that seems underhanded.
Well, yeah, I would have to research it more.
Yeah, I mean, gas alone would be fucking outrageous for an RV.
Oh yeah, it'd have to be.
But you could get like a little Winnebago instead of like a massive fucking RV. Maybe.
Or even like an Airstream, you know? Just tow it behind the fucking car.
What? Yeah, you'd have to tow that, though.
Yeah, no. Well, the whole point was... don't mind it.
Yeah, we're just... yeah, fantasy land over here.
Yeah.
But I know, Johnny, we was talking about you mentioned the Mothman thing, so we can move into the documentary being made about the Mothman.
Hell yeah, it's the final in the Small Town Monsters Mothman trilogy, the Mothman Legacy. I personally fucking love Small Town Monsters. I love the way they everything about what they do with these documentaries is really cool to me, because it's not they don't try to make you believe. And they don't try to disprove anything. They just kind of present to you the information that they have. And if they've got a local witness or somebody who knows something who doesn't jive with their narrative, they don't cut it out. They leave them. They leave it in. They leave the skeptic in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's really cool. Like I've watched a few of their things, like the On the Trail of Bigfoot series and the. Oh man, what was the movie they did with Lyle Blackburn? It was like the Minerva Monster, something like that. It was like a part Grindhouse movie, part documentary.
I remember what you're talking about.
I forget what that was. Yeah, they did Terror in the Skies.
And Terror in the Skies was real good.
Yeah, like, if you haven't checked out any of their movies, Seth Breedlove, they do a really good job. He's the director of it, I believe.
Yeah, he's the director.
And Adrian Breedlove was produced by Adrian Breedlove. And Lyle Blackburn, he has a great voice for narrating, and he's into cryptids. He's really good. He has a lot of good information. On his own, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The research of his own.
Such a cool dude, too. We did an interview with him not too long ago. If you guys want to go back and look that up, we had a really good time.
We talked to Seth, too, right? Have we?
I believe so.
Yeah, y'all did. I think I don't think I made that one.
I think we talked to him about Terror in the Skies.
Yeah. It's a really good documentary. Terror in the Skies is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But this is coming out October 20th of 2020 this year. Well, it's going to release at the Mothman Festival September 18th in theaters. But...
They canceled the Mothman Festival?
Yeah, they canceled that. They canceled the release of it in theaters, which I don't know why they wouldn't try to release it in theaters. I guess the publicity of the Mothman Festival could help push it forward.
Yeah. It's probably not going to go like wide theatrical release either. It's probably going to be pretty limited.
I'd really like to have seen it in my local theater.
That would have been awesome.
But 1091, which is a, I guess, a distribution company and whatever, and you know what I'm saying, announced that they have acquired the worldwide digital and broadcast rights to the horror documentary Mothman Legacy. So it'll be streaming October 20th.
Sweet.
So I'm really looking forward to it. Maybe we could get him on here and talk about it.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I'm sure Seth would be happy to come on and talk about it for sure, you know.
Like before it comes out or even after it comes out, that way we can like really delve into it.
Yeah.
Whatever, however, you know, dive into it, and just get, you know, more information on it, like we always try to do.
Because
it's always fun to. And the trailer for this, for the Kickstarter campaign that they had or whatever, was really good. Like, you know, it came out in February that they were going to release this, which we might have talked about that.
Yeah, we might have.
Back in February, I don't know. Like, we do so much. And
yeah, because they do, they kind of do Kickstarter to be, or Go or Indiegogo or whatever, like a crowdfunding campaign at the beginning of the year. Like, yeah, we need X amount of money to get these projects done. So they run one funding campaign for, you know, whatever they're going to put out that year, and Mothman Legacy was on the list. I think that's a really cool system they got, too. So they're not trying to fund, you know, each little thing. You can just give and support the whole fucking oeuvre of what they got going on, you know. So,
yeah. So, yeah, if you, I guess if you support them and everything, then you'll probably get early access to the documentary when it's ready.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure on how that works, but I'm kind of guessing maybe.
Yeah, well, and this was, like I say, they did this back in February, so it's over now. But it included copies of the film, DVD, Blu-ray, posters, T-shirts, you know, and more.
So, yeah, your usual.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, I have a hard time believing you get the DVD or Blu-ray before it come out digital release. You know what I'm saying? But maybe. And with movies on a crowdfunding, it's always sketchy. But they have a good what's it called?
They come out
with their stuff.
Yeah, Small Town Monsters is a really good reputation, and they have a really good track record of fucking.
Because
I think it's, you know, there's a lot of integrity there, and there's a lot of passion behind these projects. Like, you can tell that there's a lot of, like, every one of them that I've seen, you can tell that there's like a lot of heart and soul in them, which is really cool. It's not just a fucking cash grab. I think that really fucking kind of pushes them over the edge. As far as like cryptid documentaries and alien stuff goes, Small Town Monsters puts out some of my favorite stuff.
Yeah, for sure. And let's move from cryptids to aliens, guys.
Yeah.
You know, we like talking about aliens.
We're doing Pennsylvania. Yeah. The Pennsylvania one.
Are we moving to that one?
Sure. Or was that the other one?
I was going to do the black hole one.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, let's go to the black hole one. Sure.
Yeah. Here's a theory that it's supposedly been verified through Soundwave, but alien civilization could use a black hole to generate energy. 50-year-old theory experimentally verified. And the theory was that if you could get something on the outer edge of the black hole and it spins, then it would break apart from something else and it could create unlimited energy. It's really hard for me to understand because I'm not a physicist.
This is another one. Like, I saw the headline, I read part of the article, I sent it over, and I was hoping that you would understand it better than I did, because I read the article and it didn't make a whole hell of a lot of sense.
I kind of understand it because what the article says is in 69, British physicist Roger Penrose suggested that energy could be generated by lowering an object into the black hole's ergosphere. That's the outer layer of the black hole's event horizon, where an object would have to move faster than the speed of light in order to remain still. And from what I got, it's like he predicted that the object would acquire negative energy in this unusual area of space by dropping the object and splitting it in two. It's like one half falls into the black hole, while the other is recovered. The recoil action would measure a loss of negative energy effectively. So the recovered half would gain energy extracted from the black hole's rotation. And the scale of the engineering challenge the process would require is so great, however, that Penrose suggested only a very advanced, perhaps alien civilization would be able to acquire this task. And from the diagram that I look at, it's like there's something spinning in the hole, and it's shooting up energy, and it shoots it so fast that it becomes, it's like positive, and then it hits it, and then it, when it reflects off what they have like a bar that they, like a steel rod or a rod that they use, and a wave of this energy would bounce off and it would go negative, but then when it come out, it would amplify that energy. So it would double.
Yeah.
And it's hard to understand, like, if I read more, because I read it this morning. I mean, I can grasp the concept, but
to an extent,
to be able to do it, because 2 years later, another physicist named Yakov Zeldovich suggested that the theory could be tested with a more practical earthbound experiment. He proposed that twisted light waves hitting the surface of a rotating metal cylinder turning at just the right speed would end up being reflected with additional energy extracted from the cylinder's rotation thanks to a quirk of rotation Doppler effect. And that's where this spiral energy would hit it and it would come off and it would amplify that light energy. But you'd have to spin it like in this, it said a billion times a second. This rod would have to be spinning a billion times a second.
And that's real fast. Like, you.
Very fast. But how big would the rod have to be? Because what if you made a rod, say, that's millimeters? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And a machine that could spin it and you bounce a little tiny bit of energy off of it.
Just enough to see if it works.
A small particle of energy to bounce. But that's the only thing that I could, in my head, it's like, well, that'd be the only, because you couldn't do it large scale because the rod would be too big.
It'd take off.
Yeah, you have to do like a miniature scale. And this is where people that do science and have money and, you know, like the Hadron Collider top minds backing of money would have to push into this, you know. It's still really cool because these people, University of Glasgow, School of Physics and Astronomy, found a way to experiment with this. They took a ring of speakers, you know, and had it spinning, I believe is what it, a small ring of speakers to create a twist in the sound waves. So it twisted the sound waves. And like the light waves would be twisted. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Took a microphone behind the disc, put up a disc to absorb rotating sound absorber made from a foam disc. Rotating sound absorber. Instead of a microphone behind the disc, which picked up the sound from the speakers, as it passed through the disc, would steadily increase the speed of its spin. So when it would come out, and which is another mind thing, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
I watch the video and it makes sense when you watch it, but reading it, it's a little bit harder for me to grasp. This is on SciTechDaily.com, just so everyone knows.
Yeah, I'm actually playing the video right now.
Yeah, because it's a little bit easier to understand, which is really cool because they have the audio in there, and when it goes through, it drops because it loses. You know what I'm saying? It goes to negative. You know what I mean? And then it comes back up, and the pitch
what
is
you
higher.
Is the frequency of the twist
as it comes back
being
out.
Doppler shifted to zero, where it becomes too low.
So
to
it
hear.
Increased the energy of the sound wave. So it bounced off, like he was saying, off a pole, off a rod, and that's how they proved this theory could be correct.
Yeah.
And
so,
it's real science.
It is. It's some deep, smart kind of stuff, some big brain time stuff. But what I really got out of it was, you know, a lot of the argument against alien visitation is like, how are they traveling like that? How, you know, the fuel and the time and yada, yada, yada. And it's like, it's now been proven that there's a way to, that they could make this happen, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, I think this is just another step in the journey to full disclosure, you know?
Well, and just so we're clear, it goes from positive frequency in these sound waves to zero to negative, and then it takes it from that disc and makes a higher, how they put it, it becomes a louder in the process.
Yeah.
So it shoots up. Just so we're, you know,
yeah.
Well, I probably butchered that whole thing, but I'm not as smart as these people.
Like, yeah,
nowhere
not far.
And I'm just reading because it's really interesting. And since we're on the topic of black holes, I read an article. I didn't send it because I didn't know if it'd be that interesting. I should have sent it anyways because we're all interested in it. But the largest black hole in the universe, they found, is sucking up like a sun a day. This thing is so massive that I wish I had the article. That it would have to, like, the black hole in the Milky Way would have to suck up like a third of this whole galaxy or more that we're in, this whole area that we're in.
Yeah.
To become that big.
Jesus.
This thing is sucking so much shit in. And the way that a black hole becomes bigger is by the massive amount of stuff that it sucks in. So this thing they're saying could be like beginning of time big. Like the beginning of time, like the first.
What's in a black hole? Is it just a big bag of shit?
It's just destroys anything that it absorbs the energy and becomes bigger. Is how I take it.
Yeah.
So what if you got sucked into a black hole? Are you done?
You're done.
Is it over? So yeah, there's
as you pass the event horizon, you would be stretched to like a fucking spaghetti noodle, because there's so much gravity inside of it. There's just fucking, it pulls everything in and it just kind of spaghettifies it. And
yeah,
then it fucking, it just destroys it.
Like Thanos snapping his fingers,
mm-hmm.
You're over. you know what I'm saying? That's the only thing that I could, like, it's just, you're done. Like, nothing comes out of a black hole.
No.
That's what the one guy saying on the black hole energy thing. You'd have to be ballsy as fuck to even get near one. Like, that's why, like, you'd have to be on the very, very, very outer edge. Like, just to even. Which,
fucking
so
alien coal mines.
There. Yeah, there's so much energy there that, you know. That's why it would be cool, like, if they could get around one. Cause they can only see this shit from a telescope. And there's no real, to me, there's no real image. You know what I mean?
That's what I was curious about. Is there a picture of it?
Because, like, what? You know the images of space that you see that are all colors and all that shit? Y'all know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. Those have all been enhanced.
Well, yeah. There's no colors. Those are the gases. They have colors for gases. And that's what they're saying the gases are in them pictures. Oh. So there's no real pictures. And that's what I don't understand is, I do understand because it's so far away that all they can do is measure, you know what I'm saying? They take an image and then they measure somehow. And we just had to take it for, fact. You know what I mean? And
we just got to let them do their thing.
Yeah, and we got to take it for fact and that's why the earth is flat.
Yeah, that's how they got us to believe this fucking world's round.
Yeah, fucking bat.
No. Dirty sons of bitches.
Just joking. That's a joke. But that is why people believe the earth is flat, though.
Yeah.
If 100%, that is why people believe it. Or maybe not 100%, but at least 75% of, because there's no images, God, I love that rabbit hole. That rabbit hole was so fun. Just to fuck with people. Anyway. it's crazy just thinking about black holes and like they're just massive and just taking energy, just, you know what I mean? Just destroying life.
Yeah.
Destroying that energy and taking it in. And it's like, what's on the other end of the black hole? Is it shooting out? Is it creating in a way that it, you know what I mean? Like when you start thinking of it, like if it's sucking it in and it's destroying it, is it going somewhere else to create?
Yeah, put it back out like into a pocket universe on the other side?
Yeah, that's, what if that galaxy is growing from that side of it? It's taken from this one, you know what I mean? Like this universe and putting it into an alternative universe. Because you could go conspiracy or theories or, you know what I mean? Like just, if it's sucking it in and then this is like, it's creating life on that side of a wormhole that we can't go. I don't know.
And maybe that's why we can't go is because we're not meant to. We're not meant to see the other side. You can't see how the sausage is made. You know what I mean?
No. Yeah. And it's like I never really thought about that until now. So now I'm just over here like, holy fuck. Did I have a good idea? you know what I'm saying? I'm sure somebody else has thought about that though. Right?
Oh, yeah. Had to have been.
Because that can't be an original thought, but it's just like, man, what if that is the case and black holes are there for that?
That'd be so wild. Like they're just little doorways.
Yeah, and like for here, they're shooting out here somewhere. Where they say space never ends. Well, what if there's a black hole that you can't see and that's why it don't end because it's taken away in one and adding in the other. You know what I'm saying? It's like drained. Like they're just fucking drained. Tubes just giving and pulling. You know what I mean?
Like a galactic water treatment plant.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. So we're getting rid of this shit. Putting in new. Oh, man. That is... We're coming up with fucking great ideas. Too bad this wasn't at the beginning.
Right?
people will still be listening.
I'm sure people listen to the end.
I know they do. I'm just playing. But since we're still on aliens and UFOs, apparently from penlive.com, which I think that's a little biased, you know what I'm saying? I'm just going to throw that out
there. Yeah, maybe a little bit.
They say that Pennsylvania remains one of the best states for spotting UFOs. Which I don't doubt it. I mean, mountains.
Bases. Are they self-proclaiming this?
Well, I mean, it's all due to they kind of crunched the numbers from
It's number five. Number five.
So there are facts. There's facts behind this, I guess, right?
Yeah.
It's one of the best states for spotting UFOs, and it's fifth. It's the fifth best state for UFO sightings from January 2019 through June 2020. There's 358 sightings of strange lights and objects in the sky. So, I mean, they got facts. And that's
reported
from the National UFO
too.
Reporting. Do what?
That's just reported sightings, too, you know, because not everybody who sees something is going to report it.
Because the Appalachian Hills, or Appalachian, you know, however you want to pronounce it.
Yeah.
We say Appalachian, but if you live up there, I think it's Appalachian. Some areas, I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Do you think that's how country you are?
Maybe.
Appalachia. You know what I'm saying? Like, you go burn them Appalachian mountains, by God. See them mountains, them cryptids up there, man. That shit crazy, man. Bigfoot gets you. Bigfoot gets you, and if you're in your tent, they'll go, ah, 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 ah. To get that inside joke, go to the YouTube channel and see Yeti's new song. His old folk song. Just, you know, show that up.
Bigfoot robbed my steel.
Yeah. But in all seriousness, it's from the National UFO Reporting Center, according to an analysis of the center's database by satelliteinternet.com. Satellite internet. Which research satellite internet.
Weird.
Okay.
Seems like a weird place. Must have been a slow day for satellite internet. And they're like, let's talk about aliens.
And California, which has 752 reporting sightings, which they have the most bases in the United States. I looked it up.
Because
I was like, does this have to do with the amount of bases? And does Pennsylvania have a whole lot? Pennsylvania don't have the largest. The largest is in North Carolina, and the second largest is here in Tennessee. At Fort Campbell. Huh. Yeah, 106,000 acres is in North Carolina, and 102,000 acres is here.
Good Lord.
Yeah, and then there's Texas. You know, after that is Texas, California.
Yeah.
But California has 752, Florida has 567, Washington 386, and Texas 375. And that, the number of bases, I think you're going to see. In Pennsylvania, I think they have some important bases there. But,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of places you can see UFOs. But I guess the closest to us would be Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
You're not as far away from Pennsylvania as we are, Yeti. So.
I think... it's apparently this year has been a real, real big year for UFO sightings. I think it's for a lot of reasons, you know? So I think it mentioned in the article that this has been a bang up year for them, even in these sites, these places with big, numbers of sightings, you know, they're getting more and more. And I think it's because people are fucking bored and paying more attention for one. And I think it's also because there's more activity, you know, as well. You know, there's it seems like every week if you're watching the right news feeds or whatever, there's a new sighting that's been seen by, you know, hundreds of people or something. I don't know. It's weird.
And like this says, with the military presence, you know, there's helicopters and stuff. But with drones out there now, these really massive drones that people are flying and military practicing with drones at night, a certain type, you never know anymore. Because they can fly in certain patterns, like they see triangle shapes, you know, like one of them was like there's three three white lights and a red light, totally be drones flying in a pattern. In my personal opinion, I mean, that's not stated in this, but...
I mean, it could be, or that could be what they tell you, because, I mean, weather balloons are kind of out at this point. But, you know, now it could be drones. Oh, is it? Oh, we're just, it was drones. Oh, yeah. And, I mean, it could be, but that could also be the cover, you know?
Yeah, and that's where, but you have to, now with fucking drones, and they're so widely available, weather balloons wasn't as available, in my opinion, back in the day.
That was like an official thing, you know, like the military had them and weather sources had them whatever.
It was testing weather balloons. Ah, come on, brother. Come on.
Yeah.
Weather fucking balloons. Right. Yeah, there's a lot of sightings, though. And
I'll go out every now and then and I'll watch the skies. And like the first night, you know, I tried to post a video, but as you know, when you post videos to social media, they like to damn kill the resolution. So it uploads, I guess, quicker. So, so it was hard for me to, or the people to see it. So, but I saw a white light. It didn't look like a star shooting, because a shooting star would just like this just moved real slow, but like Johnny was saying, it could possibly be a satellite or something.
Yeah. Here's something for you. The state, since 1947. Here in a minute, so I'm not sure if I talk, it'll pick up real good. But California, since states in total reported sightings of eerie lights and movement and whatever, saucers. California, I guess this is since 1947, 13,559 reports. Alabama has 10,882. Huh. That's crazy. But then the lowest, like here, like I was looking at, when was that lowest? Like North Dakota had 12 sightings. Like since 1947.
Damn. Good Lord.
And Delaware is 315, and Wyoming 316, 327 Rhode Island, 492 Hawaii, 532 Nebraska. Like, these are all places I guess you don't want to live.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. Definitely, I definitely don't want to live in like Florida or Nebraska. That's for goddamn sure.
Florida has 6,534. It's the number three on weird things spotted since 1947.
You know, a lot of those states you mentioned are you know, obviously not like Nebraska, but like
a lot more space.
Delaware and Florida. Yeah, there's the ocean is right there.
Yeah, but like North Dakota and South Dakota, I mean.
Yeah, there's just open space there.
Not a lot of people are living there either, so it would be like a really good place to fucking go and hide.
Yeah.
But Rhode Island, though, in Delaware, I mean, they got a decent. Like you said, too, though, I mean, even Mississippi's only had 642. I don't know.
You kind of figure, you know, your military bases and large bodies of water, and then in flat states like the Dakotas and stuff, the sky's bigger. There's more, you can see more. When we go out west every year, and it's crazy, man, how much bigger the sky gets when you get away from the mountains. You know, it's just endless. Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to explain, but I mean, going out into the flat states, you know, there's so much more to look at up there, and there's, I don't know, the horizon sits lower, I guess. So there's more of a chance of seeing something moving if it's not right up on you. So
sure.
I don't know. And there's just all kinds of little variations or variables that go into. You can kind of see why there's high instances in some of these places, and it's fucking crazy. I just want to see a UFO real bad.
Yeah, maybe we want to see it so bad that they won't come around us.
I hear that's the thing. It's like if you want it too bad, you won't see it.
Here's they did a Gallup poll, or somebody did. A 2019 Gallup poll of 1,522 adults in the U.S. Well, that's a really fucking expensive poll.
Yeah.
Out of 320-something million people, found that two-thirds do not believe UFOs to be extraterrestrial spacecraft. However, 68% said they believe the U.S. government knows more about UFOs than it's telling us. Can't believe it's only 68%. Because
they
obviously don't know. The government lies all the fucking time.
Yeah. It's what it's there for. And I don't know. I just, if it's not extraterrestrial, then what the fuck is it?
Yeah.
You know? If it's an actual, like referring back to that Air Force video. Or was it a naval pilot? Anyway, you know the video.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. The cigar.
Yeah. Like, it's kind of confirmed that, like, nothing here does that. So, what else would it be? You know?
Unless it's a secretive operation that they took from aliens. They still know, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Even if it's borrowed technology or whatever, it's still extraterrestrial in origin.
Yeah. I don't think we'll ever know.
I don't think we ever will until we get a full, like, a public visitation or full disclosure or like Marco Rubio came out recently and identified the fact that they have a unidentified aerial phenomenon. It's basically the updated term for UFOs. They have a task force.
Or UAP?
UAP. Task force that's really looking into stuff again. So it's like they kind of have almost like a Project Blue Book kind of flying under the radar again. Like, they've opened up official channels for reports and stuff like that. So, like, I think once we get that public visitation or that disclosure, I think we'll start to learn more. I don't think we'll ever know the full history of our government's contact with aliens, but I think we'll get more information as time goes on. We have to. I don't know. I want to know more what it's going to take to erase the stigma around sightings and reports and stuff, because, I mean, I think that's a big part of it, is like nobody wants to say they believe in aliens because there's still a fucking stigma around it. Even though, like, the Pentagon's came out and said that UFOs are real, there's a group of physicists who, like, we talked about it on the last episode of Beyond the Basement, where they, within our galaxy, there's like three dozen alien civilizations that, intelligent alien civilizations, probably. I just want to know what it's going to take to not look like a kook when you bring up aliens. What's going to take that stigma away? What's going to take? Yeah, I guess.
I mean, in all honesty, like, not to be cruel, but older generations passing away. Going away and getting younger generations in public office, which we don't talk about politics a lot, but goddamn, I wish there were term limits. It really is old-ass motherfuckers up in here that fucking, you know, term limits need to be fucking put in place for real change. But I shouldn't go into politics, but that's fucking so sick.
Oh, yeah.
Fuckers.
Yeah, it's like you're making these permanent laws. Yeah, these motherfuckers making permanent laws, and they got like 20 years tops left.
Yeah. Well, I mean, no, you're knocking on death's door. Like, they're already fucking 70 years old, and they're making these fucking laws, but they've been in fucking politics for 25, 30 years.
Yeah.
And you wonder why we're in the fucking situation we're in?
Yeah.
Because they've been fucking doing this for 20, 30 years. They are the problem. Like,
yeah. Fuck.
They caused all this. And then they're like, well, we didn't do nothing. Motherfucker.
Yeah, that's the fucking problem. You don't do nothing.
Yeah, they changed with the times. They got too much power. Fucking on both sides, motherfuckers have too much power, and fucking get rid of them. Anyway,
but,
sorry.
Yeah.
I don't want to go into politics, but both sides, there's too much fucking power between these old fucking generations that are in there.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to
say ageism
here. Old people can be in, but the fucking career politicians need to go.
Yeah,
that way we can get real information for aliens and UFOs.
Yeah.
That's the way it's going to have to be. But that's
This
is the UFO thing. Like, I want UFOs to be in there. But we got to get rid of them.
Yeah, it's gonna take probably a lot of them croaking, because they're so it's just this order of reptilian pedophiles who just kind of.
You got to think they're holding back the younger politicians that are getting into it. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not gonna push your bill because they have more power than you. To try to get to these secretive shit, you know, because their minds are like, oh, this don't exist. This don't exist.
And those who know it does exist, they want to protect the secret.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or they just don't want to believe it because in their generation, you were crazy if you believed it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like that you were put down for believing it.
Yeah, what was it, the Arizona senator who denounced the Phoenix Lights and everything the whole time he was in office? Then as soon as he got voted out, he was like, oh, yeah, that shit was fucking weird. You know, that was real. That happened. You know, that was definitely...
Like I said, that stigma is just it's too much. But anyway, we'll wrap this up. Appreciate y'all listening. As usual, and like we said, donate to Patreon for us, help us out. We upload a video exclusive. If you hit a certain tier for Patreon, you can suggest what you'd like to hear. We do an exclusive video for you, whatever, you know, and we greatly appreciate Alex for donating.
Yeah, we just recently uploaded us talking about the PS5 and a couple other
video games, like whatever you want us to talk about, you know. We're into that stuff a little bit, at least.
Yeah.
I'm excited for the PS5. But, and hit up T Public, the promo code Horror Basement Podcast 30.
Yep.
$30 off your whole order. If you buy one t-shirt, you pay shipping. I mean, if you want to buy two t-shirts, it's $30 off that. Or you can just separate them up and buy individual t-shirts so you only pay $50 for it. Each individual t-shirt. That's a fucking deal.
Yeah, go get that merch. You want it. You need
it. It's a direct-to-garment printed. It's not vinyl. It's a fucking good quality. You know, and like I said, mugs. I got some, you know, the Tennessee Horror News mug looks fucking awesome because it wraps around the whole fucking mug. It's $7.50, you know, and and if you got an idea, like we said this before, for a shirt, like, hey, this seems like it'd be cool. We can look into it to design it. Like, I mean, you're not going to get a royalty on it, but, you know, it's your option to get a t-shirt made. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just, you know, if we could put a spin on it, you know, whatever. Just an idea, you know. I don't know. We're always trying to come up with new ideas for shirts.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And if you want a design shirt, like fully design something, you know, we can talk.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. So we appreciate you listening, taking the time out of your day. We hope you had a great holiday weekend, and I guess Dick Aaron, you know?
Yeah, y'all Dick Aaron.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking A.